Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Boucher with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on his Heartland Theory of 1904 and restated in 1919. Now we turn to the war in East Europe, which the professor envisioned was going to determine the fate of all of the world island. Again, we had this war fought in 1914 to 1918-19. Again, restarted 1939 to 1945. Again, restarted 1948 to 1991. The battle for the heartland and the world island. So we come to Keefe's point of view. Professor, within these last hours, the president of Ukraine has given quotes to the Financial Times, the pink newspaper, financial paper published in London. And it's not fresh information. It's a repeat of things he said before. However, he is at this point, according to the Financial Times report, looking for a peaceful close of the conflict, promising that in the negotiations, there will be security guarantees and neutrality. That's a quote. There will also be non-nuclear status of our state, Ukraine. That's a quote. The most important point, he says, is they started the war because of these concerns. We're ready to satisfy them. He also goes on to say, says Zelensky, that he's 99.9% sure that the war was started by a Vladimir Putin who thought he would be greeted with flowers. I know it's cynical to imagine that's not true, but that's what Zelensky says is true. He goes on to say, I understand it's not possible to make Russia completely leave the territory. That'll lead to World War III. That's why I'm saying this is a compromise. Go back to where this all started, and then we'll try to solve the difficult Donbass issue. What is the Keefe point of view at this time, Professor? Because from the reporting of these last 4 or 5 weeks, Russia is not winning. That doesn't mean it's losing. But when a large state attacks a small state and doesn't win, it's not positive.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And if I may just go back to Putin for a minute and the analogy with Ivan the Dread, of course, Ivan scored 2 tremendous victories, but then he was dragged into a total decline in his rule. By the Livonian Wars, which lasted 30 years and gradually bled away his resources. And Russia is in the same position with respect to Ukraine. The losses they have sustained in Ukraine would have been laughed out of the Pentagon if we had given them 5 weeks ago a list of how many Russians have died, how many tanks have been destroyed, and so forth and so on. But just as Putin has the problem of how can he terminate what is for him a lost war and yet stay in power, Zelensky has the problem of how to terminate a war which he has won, but which he is powerless to end unilaterally. In other words, Russia does have the option of simply continuing to squeeze Ukraine. And there is no sign that I see that the West, Europe and the United States, fully understand what you might call the Eurasian, the world island stakes of this battle. As the foreign minister of Britain said, that Putin must not win. If he wins, then we have a basically an erratic at best, malevolent at worst, power at the heart, at the pivot of Asia. He must lose. But there's no indication to me, for instance, that the American president understands that it's really important that Putin lose. And we're not, it's very interesting, we're not really providing Zelensky the means to inflict a decisive defeat, which he could do. We're simply sort of drip-feeding him enough to keep him sedated and conscious. Now, the question is, can Kiev win? And I think the answer is yes, given the right supplies and support and some kind of indication that, for instance, Washington understands. I would argue that London and Paris and Berlin understand the stakes better than Washington does. Putin is planning to concentrate on the east, particularly the areas of Donetsk and Luhansk. Of course, he continues to absolutely pound Mariupol. But it should be noted that if you go back to the time when Ukraine declared independence, an agreement was reached with Moscow for independence, that there were massive pro-independence demonstrations in Donetsk and Luhansk. So it's a great mistake to think that somehow once you cross the Dnieper and you get into the eastern reaches of Ukraine, that they're all really sort of crypto-Russians and Russian speakers. That's not true at all. There are some, but the reason that Donetsk and Luhansk are independent today is not because of locals. It's because in violation of the accords, the Russians maintained troops there. So if I may just point out that, in other words, Putin's insistence on maintaining a presence in the East is face-saving for him, but it also opens up the prospect of a war that will continue to be fought and will gradually, I suspect, draw in other players as they understand the stakes. I was particularly concerned to see that Kazakhstan, which is a million square miles, I mean, Kazakhstan is a huge, resource-rich country whose economy is basically oriented to Europe and not to Russia. And Putin is trying somehow to get those states back in order. If he's trying also at the same time to get Ukraine in order, he's going to be in trouble. From a military point of view, I think Zelensky will be willing. He'll be willing to settle in a reasonable way. I have no doubt of it. He sees the damage that's being done. He's realistic, but they will need, if they're going to hold off the Russians, they're going to need more serious military support than we're giving. And we're being very, very fastidious about what's a defensive weapon and so forth. Whereas you'll recall in Vietnam, every kind of rocket and jet and you name it went to North Vietnam. And nobody worried about whether that was going to trigger the Americans to fire all of our H-bombs. But we do know that the Russians seem to have run out of hypersonic missiles. They have this great breakthrough, but they don't have any more of them. They have no cruise missiles. Also, it's worth pointing out that they don't have secure lines of communication from Russia proper to, say, an area like Mariupol, which is where the most intense fighting is going on. It's not even clear that their ships have access to the Black Sea. The Turks control the straits, and where the Turks are on that today, I don't know. The Russians have run out of cruise missiles. So that is to say, guided missiles that you can aim and that will find something. So what they're doing now is having their planes go up, fly to the northern edge of Ukrainian airspace, and then fire a missile from inside Russian airspace into Ukraine. And these missiles are, this is what they call standoff. In other words, the Ukrainians can't hit these Russian planes, but the missiles are notoriously inaccurate. Say six are fired, the Ukrainians will shoot down one, two will kill a bunch of, they'll hit a hospital or a school or an apartment house or maybe even an artillery dump. But then three of them will disappear and no one even knows where they go. The guidance, the Russians lack any, they lack the kind of weapons that have precision guidance to which were used. We should also point out that the Ukrainians do not have the kind of heavy artillery that can be used to destroy armor, and that what the Russians are now using to try to reduce cities like Mariupol and Kiev, although they have pushed back from Kiev.
Speaking to Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, coming on Keefe's point of view. Mr. Zelensky is looking for a deal that will end the fighting. We turn next to Brussels. What is Brussels' point of view? What is its war aim? NATO. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No